From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. Power Struggle is the second album for the Sydney-based 10-piece band The Liberators, and it's smoking. It features sour, pentatonic, almost Ethiopian melodies, trippy organ swirls and stabs, and explicitly political song titles. This is top shelf 21st century Afrobeat. Everything about Cave Art's Piña Colada is utterly refreshing. For all Piña Coladas avant, it's indubitably pop music, appetitive and catching, with strange but spot-on sensibilities. Rather than being disruptive, Piña Colada is relaxing, like a lazy river where every parkgoer holds a tuning fork as the spool of their tempest-tossed kite. Prog rockers Beyond-O-Matic have pulled a new album together from improv sessions last May. Armed with a progressive melodicism, elastic playing, and distinctive vocals, Relations at the Borders Between is a successful reprisal. And a bellwether for the remainder of the album, Wish is a wash of dreamy sonics and overt prog flavors that run a pretty wide gamut with a patient and syrupy momentum. Black Box, an Italian house music collective with a penchant for electronic beats and plagiarism, produced its first album in the 1990s amidst legal battles. But the album turned out all right. Its main goal was to corrupt music with a bit of soul, and the voice of Martha Wash did just the trick. Dreamland is no groundbreaker, but its track-by-track quality makes it work.
The clouds will be daisy chain, so let me see, smile again, dear.
Samson Trin, bandleader for the Upper East Side Big Band, has endless enthusiasm bursting layers of sound that's marching along as a tight session band. Their follow-through is huge production numbers with a personal touch but professional coverage. The Beatles-tinged cuts of Trin's Abbey Road collection, including Dear Prudence, are fitting and fascinating. Trin's band of merrymakers nurture the classics and recreate the happiness of these brassy, chic, metropolitan sensible sounds. This offering, from 156 and out on Chondritic Sound, recreates a bedlam, an apothecary shop, ossuaries, cenotes of cetaceous waters, long barrows, and vaulted catacombs like unshorn ribs. Worse, it recreates something of the heart-clenching experience in the fine spirit of autopsy, which literally means to see for oneself. Joseph Cabasele, a.k.a. Le Grand Calais, was at the forefront of the development of rumba congolaise, the Cuban-influenced style that became the soundtrack to African independence and African music's lingua franca. His band, Orchestre African Jazz, was Congo's most popular throughout the 50s and early 60s and spawned some of the country's biggest stars. The far-flung, featherweight richness of Strange Mountain's Ghost Rails is nearly overwhelming. These tracks are loosely thematic, evoking the seaside, the lawn, train travel, but I'll use the same enchanting modus operandi to quaver out mental ether, giving its listener pause, both stopping and blanketing time across the sentimental landscapes of remembrance, history, and daydreams. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Great Diverse Care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.